Good morning. It's 8:31 a.m. on Saturday, May the 7th, 2022. Yeah, 8:31. I got up. I got moving this morning. Mostly because I had a really crappy night. I've been up since 5. My head is all bobbly because I'm tired. The problem was basically that I forgot to take my medication last night. So I woke up around 2 with a killing headache. And then it took me about 15 or 20 minutes of not being able to fall back to sleep when I realized, oh yeah, did you take your pills? Because one of the markers for failing to take my pills is that I wake up around 2 or 3 in the morning and then can't go to sleep and I have a headache. So I went and I checked, sure enough. My Friday pills were still in the pill minder. And so I took them, I curled up on the couch, and eventually went back to sleep. But the cats woke me up at 5:30. So I got up at 5:30, had some coffee, got my toast, got peanut butter everywhere. And decided, you know what, it's early. I gotta get out early. The alarm went off at 8 o'clock, and it took me a few minutes to get my act together. But, yeah, I got out. It's 64. But the air hasn't really warmed up yet. So it's a nice, comfortable, cool 64, as long as you're not standing in the sun. So, yeah, there's that aspect of it. It's quite pleasant. It smells green. It smells like grass, smells like leaves. Oh, there's a small group of lilacs. Do I smell the lilacs? Maybe a little bit. But I spent some time with canola this morning. For those of you who may not have heard about canola, canola is our spare cat. A few months ago, like 8, my younger progeny was working as a vet tech, and the cat came in, a kitten, with all kinds of things wrong with him. The vet did a little pro bono surgery on him to empty out some of the byproducts and to dose him up good with antibiotics, etc. And then they weren't sure he was going to last the night. He was kind of a mess. So the big-hearted doofus brought the cat home so that he wouldn't be alone, and kept him in their room where he slowly, slowly, slowly got better. Morning. The problem is the cat was feral. He wasn't socialized at all. He didn't know how to deal with humans. He doesn't know how to deal with other cats except to attack. So we set up the back bedroom and moved him in there, and he lives by himself back there. Now the other cats give him a wide berth. They don't really like him. Every time that they've come into contact, he's gone right after them. Which upset my wife. So she doesn't want to let him out. But she's very unhappy with him being caught back there. It's one of those lose-lose things. He's back, as long as he's back there, she's unhappy about it. But as long as he's back there, the other cats don't bother him, he doesn't bother them. My opinion is that we should just let him out and let the cats sort it out between them, among them. We have 3 cats, no waiting. One of them's quite geriatric. He has kidney problems. But he seems to be thriving anyway, because he's getting regular subcutaneous water infusions. And he has kidney pills that he takes, and we have kidney stuff, food for him. So he's, you know, he's getting by, getting along. So, cannoli, because the last round of cats were named for breakfast foods. We have donut and waffle, and the late strudel. We lost strudel about, I don't know, 3 years ago, right at the beginning of the pandemic. He was very ill. So we lost him 2-3 years ago, and so they named the new cat Cannoli. So, okay, fine. I would have gone with Croissant, but they picked Cannoli. I'm not going to argue. So over the course of months now, we've been trying to get him socialized. So for a few months, every time I would go in, I would sit with him, and I had kibble in the pocket of my hoodie, and I would give him kibble. I would bribe him with kibble to sit in my lap. And if he sat, I would give him kibble. If he didn't sit, I wouldn't give him kibble. So he soon learned to sit, and then I would give him kibble. And then he would sit, and I'd brush him a little bit, and then I'd give him kibble. And now when I go in, I just brush him. I bring him up on my lap, and his brush is right there. So I give him a good brushing. I give him some scritches. And lately, like in the last week, he started actually settling down. This morning, he actually offered to take a nap on my lap, which is like major improvement. Unfortunately, I didn't have my book. So I was sitting there with nothing to do, this cat on my lap. Eventually, he decided he would get down. I pestered him enough until he got down on his own. But it was kind of nice having this totally unsocialized, antisocial cat have a little snooze right on my lap. It's quite lovely. Purrs, brushes, scritches. It was one of those, okay, we're going to take a few moments and we're going to just enjoy the fact that this cat is comfortable on my lap. Unfortunately, the chair was not comfortable enough for me to, like, lounge back in it and take a nap myself, which would have been great. But be that as it may. So Saturday, first Saturday of the month, which means I've got a CIFL board meeting. I think it's at 11 o'clock, so it's in a couple of hours. An hour and a half. A little less. I think it's the next to the last one. I think there's one in Julian. I think Nebula Weekend is coming up too. That's next weekend? Weekend after? Not sure. Coming up on it. Get ready. Sit with me. Monk post. Sun's warm. So this Chatfield series. It's insidious. It just gets under my skin and just doesn't let go. If I sit and start to read, I can lose a couple of hours without even blinking. Oops. I don't know if you could hear that. There was somebody's car alarm was going off. And apparently they picked the wrong key fob because instead of shutting the one off, they started another one. I assume that's what happened. It's like I heard another car start honking its horn. It only did a couple of times and then both of them shut off. So this weekend, World of Warships is having a big promotion. This weekend through next week, big bonuses on certain battles. I spent about, I'm going to say, hour and a half this morning working on some of them. Part of me is like, yeah, look at me. Well, hello, geese. Part of me is like, yay, look at me get ahead. Part of me is like, do I really care? Actually went so far as to fire up Factorio. I didn't actually start the game, but I sort of got it running, and then at the point where I was going to start the map, I backed out of it. I also looked at my hard drive and realized that I do have a 1 terabyte hard drive, but it's a mechanical. It's not hard. It's not an SSD. Morning. So now I'm wondering if I could just plug another SSD in. Lots of birds. I'm glad I got out early. Yes, I'm coming to the end of the eastward reach here, and the sun is not very high in the sky. It's got a little bit of cloud cover, very high thin cloud cover, but it's pretty warm. And I have a suspicion that in another hour, it's going to be too warm. Sure, the recording is still going. Looks like it's going good. Okay, fine. Crossing the street. I don't know what they're going to put in down here, but it's substantial. Hard to believe it when we moved in here. That lot was, and the one behind it and the one behind that were all cornfields or pasturage. They used to bring the sheep through here in the fall to trim down the grasses and the corn stalks and stuff. When we first moved here, there were prairie chickens that lived in this space across the street from us. not heard a coyote in a long time. Used to the coyotes here all the time. Most of the trees now budding up, they're looking green. They're not looking filled in, but they're looking at least greener. The willows are looking really good. Every time I walk by this park, there's a gazebo. There's a little picnic. You know, three picnic tables under a gazebo roof. And when we were doing Ingress, way back in the day, I walked through the neighborhood and tagged all these places. And I got to name them. And so this is, you've awakened the gazebo. There's down in a little storm catch basin down on the other side of the park. There's a bronze statue of a couple of herons sitting in the cattails. And the statue itself is actually sitting in the cattails alongside the edge of the pond. And so those are hidden herons. And all these got accepted. I was kind of surprised. Then I lost interest. It's like Ingress, in order to get past the entry level, in order to get into the meat of the game, you needed to do something that was, for the most part, largely impossible. I was never able to accomplish it. I tried and tried and tried. You had to hold the station for 3 months. And the problem is, you couldn't really do it, at least here, because there were too many active players. And so it was almost impossible to find a station you could hold for 90 days. I held one for 75 days, and then somebody came along and grabbed it. It was very demoralizing. That's when I stopped playing. Anyway, I am at the Beckade. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.